and between Assistant Secretary of State at the time, Victoria Nuland, and the American Ambassador, Jeffrey Piot. That was back in 2014, American Ambassador in Ukraine, in which they are discussing the leaders who would take over after an unconstitutional change of government in Kiev. And that was completely left out of NewsGuard's reporting on this. And that's exactly why Consortium News was created, to publish what corporate media suppresses. And when you do that, the whole story changes. When you take out all of these elements of the causes, that doesn't mean, again, you support what Russia did. I wrote on February 4th, 20 days before the invasion, that the U.S. was setting a trap for Russia, because otherwise they could not launch the incredibly strong economic sanctions, economic war, the information war, which is what we're talking about today, as well as the proxy war. And just this week, $40 billion was passed by both houses and about to be signed or signed by now by Joe Biden to give this kind of military and other aid to Ukraine. This is the proxy war, to keep that war going, to bleed Russia, as the Secretary of Defense said, to weaken Russia. And as Joe Biden said several times now, that the aim is to overthrow Putin. He said it outright in Poland in his speech, but he said it on the day of the invasion in his press conference, that when he was asked why would the sanctions have any effect now when they did nothing to prevent the invasion, he responded it was the sanctions was never intended to prevent the invasion. It was to show the Russian people what he did, Vladimir Putin, and to have the Russian people essentially rise up against him. This is the end game. This is what the U.S. has wanted for a long time in Ukraine.
Joe, unfortunately, we've come to an end of our allotted time. Before we let you go, very, very briefly, could you please tell us how people can be in touch with Consortium News and come to your support?
Yes, thank you. ConsortiumNews.com, one word. And at the very top right-hand corner, you'll see a red donate button. Please press on that. You can make a credit card donation, or you can send us a check. The address is there. You cannot, unfortunately, any longer donate through PayPal. Thanks very much for having me on, Michael and Marjorie.
This is truly a scary situation, worse than McCarthyism in some people's opinion, and we're so grateful for the good work you do. Thank you, Joe Loria. Thank you very much for being on Law and Disorder.
Thank you again.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. That's lawanddisorder.org. One word, lawanddisorder.org.
Just think that I'm some great survivor, and you just build upon the lies that carry you. Well, I don't even talk that way. See, I wanted you to stay and show you the world's a better place. And as we crawl to find our way, we even take the shape of something else. Created.
Some people ought to see, some people ought to hear, yeah. Some people ought to see, some people ought to hear. Well, if it's gonna be that way, and the crowd that calls your name can cast me out.
Hello, this is DJ Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me for Breakfast for Dinner. You just heard Daniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats with Survivor. Plenty of other good stuff here on the show, but first we are going to take care of some business.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here in WRCT Pittsburgh. Hot tracks? Cool tracks? Who knows? Tune into Faulty AC to hear a set of tunes that's as variable as the climate control in your first car. Mondays at 4, only on WRCT. And Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates, debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m.
The Cranberry Artists Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled Debut from Above or Below, curated by Mike Ponza, owner of Ponza Gallery in Millvale. The works will feature the artist's unique perspectives on the world when seen from unusual angles. A view from above or below will be shown at Cranberry Township Municipal Center, 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township from now until April 14th. For more information, visit cranberryartistsnetwork.com. Carnegie Mellon's Master of Fine Arts 2022 graduates will be exhibiting their work at the Miller ICA Gallery on the CMU campus. Marianne Hoffmeister Castro, Lena Chen, Petra Floyd, and Matthew McGaughey present their exhibit called Untitled Affairs. The MFA program at CMU School of Art is an interdisciplinary, experimental, research-based program that challenges artists to recognize social context and civic engagement as paramount within contemporary art. Students are encouraged to employ a comparative and intersectional approach to critical and cultural theories, allowing this inquiry to inform and expand what it means to be an artist and to make art within our contemporary condition. Their works are on display now through April 17th at the Miller ICA Gallery in the Brunel Center for the Arts on the CMU campus. For more information, visit miller-ica.cmu.edu. Coming to Pittsburgh this month, the Oakland Pop Festival. On Saturday, April 23rd, in Shanley Plaza, experience a full day of free live local music with 10 artists across two stages showcasing the best of Pittsburgh's music scene in the heart of Oakland. Acts include Sierra Sellers, Water Trash, Metacara, and Melt. The event will be held on Saturday, April 23rd, in Shanley Plaza in Oakland. The exhibit, Mousetrap, is on display at the Silver Eye Gallery. The photography of Patricia Volgaris and Whitney Hubbs uses the metaphor of a mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. Both artists confront how women's bodies are depicted and perceived in contemporary culture through their experimental, playful, and risky photographs. The show's title presents an open question of who is truly empowered, who is the mouse, and what is a trap. On display now through April 23rd at the Silver Eye Gallery, 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, visit silvereye.org. Liberty Magic begins its brand new season featuring six magicians that are elevating the art of magic. To begin, married performers the Evansons will present Second Sight. The Evansons are one of the few couples in history who have mastered the artistry of two-person telepathy. Jeff Fantessa engaged the audience while she perceives birth dates, personal items, a serial number on any bill, or even the name of distant loved ones, all while standing on stage wearing a blindfold. The Evansons will be performing now through April 24th, 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Now, it's time for the WRCT Music Calendar. On Friday, April 15th, at Green Beacon Gallery, Warehouse 11, Wasted Info, the band Hannah and Acoustical Bruce, at Funhouse at Mr. Small's, Empath with Sneeze Awful, X-Pilots, at Government Center, Nate Cross, Connie Roses, Rex Tycoon, Natural Rat, Jared Gels hosts Trace Lance with Steel Mill Rising, Thunderbird hosts Sonny Landreth, and Club Cafe hosts Joey Harkham Band with Jasperillo. On Saturday, April 16th, at Vinosky Winery, Joe Matarkowski at Preserving Underground, Internal Bleeding with No Reason to Live, Nerica, Steel Nation, Impervious Mutation, at Green Beacon Gallery, Seeth, Lilith Moores, Lilac Webb, Doomdrome and Squabble, Roboto Project hosts Bellows with Fig plus Saltlick, Roxanne hosts Winona Judd, at Club Cafe, Joe Bartnick, Funhouse at Mr. Small's host Ron Placone, at Government Center, Conscious Kell, C. Scott, Charles Hustle, and Connie Roses, Jared Gels hosts The Darkness with the Dead Deads, at Mr. Small's Theater Fuzz with Ice Balloons, and at Thunderbird, the Roof with Fuzz Aldrin, Mother of Earl. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your event in our music calendar, please send email to music-calendar@wrct.org.
All right, time now for more music. This is new stuff from a band, the Polka Maniacs. She's My Little Pierogi.
She's my little pierogi. She's my little pierogi. Oh. weeks in a global pandemic. I'm gonna write a million stupid love songs. I'm gonna look for signs and get all prophetic and tell myself she's coming back and it won't be long. I'm thinking about a devil, see who's half Chinese and loved me far
That was Half Japanese with Dark World. Before that, new stuff from Beach House, Runaway, The Trues with I Wanna Play, and we started that set off with The Polka Maniacs and She's My Little Pierogi.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Back to the music. Up next, Squeeze with Hourglass.
No one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down.
Make a plan later on, just like we did back in the guys are laying low. Ain't got no friends down in a Texaco. Paying $5 a jar just to drive my car down the CN wall. Well, down in the Gulf from now on over, that's a no-go too. Now I am ready, Mr. Getty. Come on, tell me what to do. Check out.
Just hop over the hill. Wednesday you ain't home. Thursday night you got it wrapped up tight, girl. Still I can't get you alone. Or would you let me know what you know when you know it?
What you know?
If you know something good, take your time,
take your time.
I don't mind. If I could, you know I surely would be good to you. I'll be good to you. Saturday we ain't speak. Sunday, babe, I bake your chocolate cake. You can't even give me a please. Oh, please let me know
what you know
when you know it.
What you know?
If you know something good, if I could, you know, I surely would be good to you. I'd be good to you.
Honey Island Swamp Band with Chocolate Cake. Before that, Miracle Legion, Over to Hell, and we started that set off with Squeeze and Hourglass. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, time to bring this thing home. Up next, the Go Team, A Bee Without Its Sting.
Get you on the second ship. This dust. guest house, switched your lock and sold the key. Bobcat's busted in the coop, now the chickens got nothing to say. This does. This does. This does. This does. I hear the drums and sirens, they started in my mind. Now I spin into battle in a petrified container with a crescent moon in my eyes. This does. This does. This does. This does. Nights of horror, I'm sleeping in canopies. 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 This does. This does.
Shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up a Bartolini, meeny, miny, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
That was Alt J with Left Hand Free. Before that, Ed Schrader's Music Beat, This Thirst. And we started that set off with the Go Team and A Bee Without Its Sting. That is just about going to do it for me here. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. As a reminder, this show is rebroadcast every Thursday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. So you can check out it again then, or check out it for the first time if you missed the Sunday episode. We change every week. I don't care. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to leave you now with something a little bit interesting. At least I think so. It is Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves, but probably not the version you are most familiar with. This is from their debut album, way back when they started. Also self-titled, so very confusing, but before they were signed to a major label. Anyway, it's a pretty fun version. I enjoy it. A little more indie, which is cool. Anyway, thanks for listening. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Cause I just can't wait till you ride me or come and ride.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Company.